There's something very interesting in Jesus' life and the Gospels as portrayed here this morning. So he hears about the death of John the Baptist, someone who he is close to, he is familiar with. We know about their first encounter. When did it happen? When Mary and Elizabeth met, and John leapt in her womb, right? And we know also from the Gospels that John pointed Jesus out to several of the disciples. And so Jesus had a great appreciation for John. And what was his response when he heard about the death of John? Probably what our response would have been. You know, he got into the boat and he went off by himself to be alone, right? When we go through a tragic situation where we experience the death of a loved one, we need time away, right? We're grieving, we're in pain. And so those times in which we lose a loved one and we are grieving, it's really hard to be present to someone else. So, you know, so I lose a loved one, someone who's close to me, a friend, and I'm out at my job, and people probably can tell that I'm consumed in somewhere else in my mind, right? Well, this is what really caught my eye. The crowds followed Jesus. So the vast crowds followed him. And what we hear in the gospel is that he saw the crowds and his heart was moved with pity for them. So as he's going through this grieving and this loss, and also the knowledge that he's coming to his end, the road to the cross, he sees those other people. He sees them in their need. And not only that, his heart's moved with pity for them. His heart is moved with this compassion. And the Greek word that's used there for his heart being moved, it literally means he was moved from his bowels. So, from the depths of who he was. This gives us a great purview into the heart of Christ, how he feels about each one of us. Because it's not just a matter that Jesus saw the crowds and his heart was moved with pity. That's how he sees every single one of us in our particular need. That's how he looks at us. And so, appreciating that, that's how his heart moves when he sees us right here and right now. And does that being seen by the Lord, does that stir our hearts? Does that move our hearts? Because it's meant to. Discipleship is a process. And usually when we think about discipleship, we think about commitment, the obligations, the duties that we have in living the Christian life, right? What's required of us, fulfilling the commandments, being a good steward. But we have to remember that with discipleship as a process, the first step of discipleship, where it all begins, the principle and foundation, is in the heart-to-heart relationship with the Lord. His heart first moving towards ours. And in that encounter, which creates and establishes a permanent, beautiful, intimate, full relationship. One that, as we heard about in the first reading, that satisfies all of our needs. Once that happens, that is fostered, then comes the commitment. Then comes the discipleship. It's helpful to use marriage as an analogy in this dynamic of discipleship, of how discipleship works, so that we can kind of grasp what the Lord's inviting and calling us to. We do about 25 marriages here at Blessed Sacrament a year, 25 weddings. And so I have all of the words of the consent between the couple memorized. A lot of good that will do me, but I have them memorized. So the groom says his name, "I take you to be my wife in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, till death do us part." That's a pretty heavy commitment if you think about it. Good times and in bad, sickness and in health. How long? Till death. And all of the pomp and circumstance, all of the resources that go to celebrating this day in which the core, the center of the day, is about this radical, hardcore commitment, right? But it doesn't start with that commitment. Just like discipleship doesn't start with the commandments or even the Beatitudes. It starts with the heart-to-heart encounter and relationship with the other. And so how did this man and this woman come to this point where they're ready to give themselves completely, totally, and permanently to each other in front of the whole community? They got to that point by fostering an intimate personal relationship with one another. And so that's what has to happen in the process of discipleship for us. There'll be no saints, there'll be no people that radically live the Christian life until we go back and concentrate and focus on that relationship. That Jesus' heart is moved for us and moved toward us. Think about the devotional life in the church. The devotions that we have in the church, so we've got a number of them all around us. Devotion to St. Joseph, to Our Lady, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to Divine Mercy, the Stations of the Cross, right? So they're all over. Well, the purpose of the devotional life of the church is to foster and focus us on the heart-to-heart encounter, the personal intimacy and union with the Lord. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus, what stands out there? Jesus' open hands and his heart exposed to us. And divine mercy that the Father sent the Son in his love for the world. And he extends incredible mercy and forgiveness and compassion to us. And what's the purpose of the Stations of the Cross, these beautiful stations that have been restored that we stole from the cathedral? They can't have them back. I said, well, for $5 million, they can have them. But the purpose of it is not to feel bad about yourself. Ultimately, the purpose is to be moved by the heart of Christ that's taking this on out of compassion and love for us. What if we would consider that and really get it? It would transform the way that we live as disciples. We can begin just with this Mass here. Think about all of the things that you've got in your mind right now. Things that you want to do the rest of the day. Hopefully, Father's not going to go too late so we can get the lunch on time. The difficulties that you're struggling with. You bring a lot, right, to this Mass. And because you bring a lot, or we bring a lot, it's easy for us not to see that we're being seen by the Lord. And if we don't see that we're being seen by the Lord, our heart's not going to be moved from his heart moving toward us. And so when the collection basket is passed through today, that you could put, just for these last 25 minutes of Mass, you could just put all of your concerns, your worries, your struggles, everything that you have on your mind, your desires, put them into the basket and just be present to the Lord. Go ahead and put your money in too. But and just let the Lord work. Because a lot of times discipleship is just allowing ourselves to be exposed to the Lord. What do you do when you go outside? You just allow yourself to get exposed to the sun and you receive the benefits of the sun's rays. So letting oneself be exposed to the love of the Lord in the greatest and fullest way in which he expresses himself to us, and that is through the prayers and the actions of the Mass. Jesus saw the vast crowds, and his heart was moved with pity for them.